Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Aleph, mitzvah 201. As we continue the world of Arayos, today's iser is Shalolavo al Eishes HaBen. The Pasuk tells us in Pasuk, Perak Yudches, Pasuk Tezvav, Ervas Kalascha lo Sagalei, do not reveal the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. Eishes Bincha Hi, she is the wife of your son. Lo Sagalei Ervasa, do not reveal her nakedness. That is Pasuk Tezvav. And Rashi says, "Lo amarti ela b'shiyesh labincha ishes buz." Only if your the wife to your son through marriage, pralanusa v'shivcha v'nachris. Even though the other way, sometimes like ishes av does not require marriage. Here, this does. If a son has a relationship with a woman out of wedlock, just a mizana, that does not create an iser. But this iser is ervas kalascha lo sagali ishes bincha hi lo sagala erva son. This is an iser of ishes haben, daughter-in-law. Says the chinuch shalolavo al ishes haben. There's an iser of Eishes HaBen Shatihya Ishto Minha Erisin V'Kalshim Nani Suin. As we discussed yesterday, it doesn't matter if the son was she was Mu'uresis to your son, or she was actually married fully to the son. Bein Bechayev V'Afilu Girsha. Even if the son divorces the woman, still that woman is usher to the person. Bein Acharmoso. Even if the son dies. Was a crucial point which we'll talk about. Even if the son dies, the daughter-in-law is still usher to the father-in-law. Bekol inyan zeh nikreis eishes beno, it's still called wife of the son, va'asur alav, and is usher shenemar ervas kalascha lo sagalei. As it says, the erva of your daughter-in-law do not reveal. Stop there for a minute. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf nun dalid amen aleph. This is the Gemara that the Bechas Chinuch quotes in Os Aleph. Notes that really one could have understood this pasuk as two separate isurim, as the Chinuch has done and the Rambam has done a couple of times when we noted that Rashi understands it as one iser. For example, the iser of achaav, like the last two mitzvahs we discuss. Kuf Tzadik Tes is the Isra of Achaav, and Mitzvah Reish is Eishes Achiaav. You might have understood that as one mitzvah in that pasuk. Do not reveal the nakedness of your father's brother, which is your father's brother's wife. But here, it's all, the Chinuch and the Rama only understand it as one Isser. Daughter-in-law and wife of a son is one Isser. Says the Ask the Gemara, Sanhedrin Nun Dalet, Velchayev Nami Mishum Eishes Bino. The Isser is, the Mishnah there lists off all of the Chayvei Misa. So it says, you're Chayev for Kalasso. So why aren't also on this list is Eishes Beno, even if, let's say, it's not Kalasso somehow? Amar Abaya, which we'll see how that might be. Amar Abaya, Pasach HaKasav BeKalasso, V'Siyem BeEishes Beno, Lomar Lacha, Zui Kalasso, Zui Eishes Beno. The Gemara seems to say, same thing. Zui Kalasso, Zui Eishes Beno. So why does it have to say it twice? So just so that you violate two isurim, Rashi. Rashi says, "V'nechayev nami shemeshes beno." This is Rashi there in Sanhedrin. Tashnei lavin v'shnei shemos hein ervas kalas chalos segalei eishes bin chalos segaleh. So why did it say both? To include, Rashi says, "V'hai dehadav v'kasve lechayev alei af la'achar misa." That's the chiddush of the additional point. It's not only your daughter-in-law, but your son's wife. Meaning, even after the son dies, Rashi seems to say she might not be called your daughter-in-law anymore because your son's not alive anymore, but it's still also because it's still called Eishes Beno. That is Rashi. Tosfos also quotes Rashi as well, but that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's what the Chiddush of Kalasso is to the Chiddush of Eishes Beno. It's the same Isser, but it's just to include even La'achar Misa as the Minchas Chinuch, as the Chinuch says right here. The Minchas Chinuch does say on the third skinny line, and we'll get back to that Gemara in a second, Ulachora Nire, de La'achar Misa ain't over al Kalasso. There is no Isser of Kalasso. After, if you want to say it's two Isurim, only counted as one in the 613, but it's two Shemos Isser, daughter-in-law and son's wife. So the Isser of daughter-in-law says the Menchas Chinuch does not apply after the son dies. Ki kalaso hi apirish calls mancha ben ochai, kimivor sham, as the Gemara with Rashi seems to say there. Avalacha shagirsho, laachar misa, hi rak nikres eishes beno. After divorce, or after death of the son, the Isser would only be eishes beno, it wouldn't be kalaso. What's the difference? You're chayev anyway. So he says, oh, Rashi and Shavuos. It's So we know that what he likes to quote, Rashi in Shulchan Aruch Chaf, who says you always have to say the exact Isser based on the exact Pasuk in the Torah in one's Hasra'ah. If one does not give the proper Pasuk and the proper Isser in the Hasra'ah, then the person is Pater. So therefore, according to this, after the son dies, a person is about to be with their son's former wife. And they say, if you're with your son's if you're with this woman, you're going to violate the Isser of Kalaso. So, says the Menachas Chanuch, that would be wrong Hasra'ah. Because the Isser after Misa is only Eishas Haben, and not Kalaso, and therefore he would be Pater. That's the Menachas Chinuch following Rashi and Tosfos over there in Sanhedrin Nundalad. If you look in the Ran, there in Sanhedrin, on Daf Nundalad, the Ran says, quoting his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban, I beg to differ, because I have a Raya Muchrachas, that a daughter-in-law, it could still be called Kalaso, even after the son dies. What's the Raya? Yehuda and Tamar. What happens when Yehuda is told that his daughter-in-law is pregnant, even though his two sons have died already? Zinsa Tamar Kala Secha. Parshas Vayeshev. They say to Yehuda that Tamar, your daughter-in-law, your Kala, has been Mizana. It's Mefurish. It's Acher Misa, and still called Kalaso. So that's the Ramban's Kasha on Rashi, over there, quoted in the Ran. Avo Ramban's also over Devadai. Let's talk about Kral Lameisa Kalaso Acher Misa's Beno. No, that's not why you need an extra Pasuk. Eladavka B'mokam Shemazka Loshin Ishus. Kamo Be'eshes Av. Only by when it says Eishes Av, where it says Ishus, so then you need another Pasuk to teach me even after the father's not alive. Avo B'Kalaso Ein Sarech. Shari Kachi Kriya Kalo Acher Misa Kamo Kimi Mibachayim. Ukedachsiv Zansa Tamar Kalasecha. That's the Gemara's Kasha, exactly what do you need two Pesukim for? Because they're both even Lachar Misa. And therefore, that's why you have to, the Gemara has to give a different answer. Okay, and the Ran explains what Rashi would do with that. Just to note, once we're talking about this discussion of Yehuda and Tamar, a major discussion related to this issue is, we know, there was some type of Yibum that was being performed by the brother, by the Yehuda's second son, and maybe even Yehuda after that. There was something, it wasn't a regular type of Yibum, but there was a certain form of Yibum. The Poskim discuss, is there a mitzvah of Yibum if a woman is what's called a katlanis? Well, you know, usually, this is Machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, is a chazaka two or three. So we usually paskin like the mandamer that says a chazaka is three, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. But for sakanis tefashis, we say even two. So therefore, let's say, Rechman al-Aslan, somebody has two brothers that died from bris milah, because it's hemophilia, and you're worried about the third brother. The third brother is not allowed to get bris milah, because sakanas nefashis. And we're machmir to assume a chazaka even with two. So the same thing the Gemara says in Yevamis about katlanis. If a woman has had two husbands, and they both died, maybe this is a woman whose mazel is that their husbands are going to die. So it could be that she can't get married again, because she had two husbands. Okay, it's a big discussion. What exactly, when does this apply? But in any case, the Poskim discuss, what if it's L'shem mitzvah? It's not stam a marriage. Marriage is always a mitzvah, according to the Rambam. But let's say there's an added mitzvah. For example, Yibum. What about Yibum b'makom katlanis? Can you do a mitzvah of Yibum if this woman already killed, let's say, not killed, right? Two of her husbands have died. What do you say in that case? So the Ramban already deals with this on that pasuk by Yehuda and Tamar. Again, this is the Isser to talk about Yehuda and Tamar. Right? This is the Isser of Kalaso. Yehuda was with his daughter-in-law. Right? This is the Isser to talk about it. So the Ramban says, Lo yadati, lama yisbayesh Yehuda ha-moshel bedoro min ha-isha azos. Below, yo, what did Yehuda made up a story that I'm not going to give my youngest son Shayla, and he like kind of like beat around the bush? He didn't tell her beferish. Below, yomar elah lechilu shalom ibeiti v'lamayatosa. Why didn't he just say forget it? Why was he, as Rashi says, docho sabakash v'yasura l'shela kemosha amru b'nisuin shrei zimne havi chazaka tavi katzlanis. Ask the Ramban. It's beferish halacha. This Tamar is not allowed to get married to the third son because she's a katlanis. Why didn't the Ramban, why didn't Yehuda say, I'm very sorry, but the halacha is that my third son can't marry you. What did he just say? He was beat around the bush. Va'od, ki biyosa makpid al zenunim, l'chayva srefa, nirash ayachafitz baliyosa beveso. V'rachoku shaloshama Yehuda, ki banav chatul Hashem. It would be very improbable that Yehuda did not know that his sons were chotim, and his sons deserved what they got. It's very unclear, and therefore, if he knew that, so then, why didn't he give Shayla right away? Why didn't he give her? It must be, says the Ramban, that he was going to give Shayla, but he was very young. And the Yehuda was worried that he would also sin like his brothers. He wanted him to grow up a little bit in order to be able to talk to him, mature enough to teach him what exactly a proper husband is supposed to be. That is the shita of the Ramban, but what do you see from the Ramban underneath? The Ramban says the mitzvah of Yibam would not have been docha the isra of katlonis. It's only because she was not a katlonis because it was his son's fault because they were chotim. But really, if she would have been a katlonis, the Ramban says that he could have just told her that, "I'm sorry, I can't give my son to you because it's against halacha." So katlonis would override the mitzvah of Yibam. Says that Odebi Yehuda is in Yaradeya. I'm sorry, Ibn Ezra and Simon Yud. It says all quoted. A number of these sources are quoted, if you want a summary, in the Ksava Kabbalah, which we'll talk about his words in a minute. So he says, is there an issue? He says, Omer ani misvara, shomer mitzvah lo yeder davara. We have a principle gemar, shluchim mitzvah in a nizokin. So here, shluchim mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. U'menatema al Rashi, that says he was just pushing your bakash. Atu bosha Yehuda laharos hadin, shasur li nasi shi katlanis? Rashi didn't say that. So it must be it's not true. It must be that Yibam would have been Doche, according to Rashi. So what's the reason? Says the Noda Behuda. Why? He didn't give Shayla then, if Yibam is Doche? Only because Shayla was a Katan. And usually we allow a Katan to do Yibam if the Katan does Yibam, because we're not worried that he's a Saris. We're not worried that he's never going to become a halachic man, and therefore you can rely on the Rove. And worse comes to worse, if he's not, okay, what could you do? Well, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, but here, you need the mitzvah of Yibam to be docha katlanis. So if you're not sure if he's going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, he might be a saris, he might be a eunuch, so therefore, you can't take the risk. So that's why he was going to wait to make sure that he wasn't a saris, and then give him. Okay, that's the Noda Yehuda. But the Noda Yehuda notes that it's a machlokas Rashi Ramban. Right there, would the mitzvah of Yibam be docha the chazaka of katlanis? Rashi would say yes, the Ramban would say no. Finally, says the Ksava Kabbalah himself, let me explain what I think. Because if you look, the Chacham Tzvi, the first Shuvah, the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph, he discusses this, he thinks the Ramban is surely correct, that there wouldn't be a mitzvah if there was a chazakah of katlanis, and even if it's a suffik, yeah, it's right, suffik to Pashas Lachumra. You can't take the chance. And therefore, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Amnam. What happened here? Kan Shabaila Harishan Hayakatan Gam Yibum Oni Shaykatan Lokanaba Kinyan Umeata Gam Kasha Yigdal Shayla Ain Kan Bias Yibum Adonomar Boshomarimo Mitzvah Ki in Lahashvas Ha Mitzvah Shoy Makaimin Kodemata Torah Ima Mitzvah Shachar Nisinasa. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, Yesod, which is a huge topic. Right? You can't, we're trying to bring halachas now to halachas then. It's not always exactly the same. The halacha didn't work the same. We've spoken about this many times. Nitzna Torah v'nischasha halacha. The halacha isn't always the same. And even if you want to say something occurred in that time of history, you can't say it'll be the same now. Then Yibam for sure wasn't a chiyuv. Even if you want to say there was a concept of a mitzvah, there wasn't a mitzvah chiyuvis. It was a mitzvah rishus, and therefore there is no raya that you can't bring any rayas from that Rashi Ramban to Lamaisa today. Ulazei says Nasa Ayakos Deachios V'Amr Nasa Dodaso. Right, it was all volunteering. But Amen Atema, don't be metame on this that about whether one of them would say the halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so let's that relates to this discussion. If you want to look at Halacha Lamaisa and Pischei Tshuva, Pischei Tshuva quotes this machlokes in Kuf Samach Hey, all the way at the end of Ibn Ezer. Pischei Tshuva quotes in Kuf Samach Hey. He says, Pashut Ayn Shuvizod the Behuda Binyan Yevama Katlanis Shekvarmeisu Shnei Anashel Imichol Lakuf Ayavu Machlotzla Imikri Zech Shash Isser Biyubumo. And he quotes all of these shitos that Pischei Tshuva himself thinks Misfari you should be Mekel. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Okay, anyway, that is related to the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. Whether this Isser, how do you understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Machlokas, Rashi and Ramban, over there in Sanhedrin, Nundalad, whether the Isser of Kalasso would apply la'achar misa. The Chinuch seems to hold that it would apply la'achar misa, like the Shita of the Ramban. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Chinuch, back to where we are. Umin hadomesha chiyuv afilu beben mamzer. I think that the chiyuv would even be by a son mamzer. If somebody has a mamzer, and then that mamzer marries somebody, the issa would apply. Why should there be any difference? Benohu mikol makom. This a mamzer is a son in all instances, even if the child is a mamzer. Avo ben, is there a minchas chinuch aleph over there? You can see avo ben shivcha v'nachris ein zanikra ben alushum davar. The only time there wouldn't be an isser is if the son marries a goya, marries a non-Jew, marries a shivcha kananis. So then that son is not Jew. That wife. That's not a marriage, and therefore it wouldn't be a case of Isser. Where's the source of this concept that a mamzer is benola chol davar? This is a Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. Mishnah Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis says, Mishiish lo ach mikol makom. Somebody has a brother anywhere, says the Mishnah. Zokek as eishes achiv liyibum. Any type of brother. The Gemara talks about what's included here, right? Even a mamzer brother, right? If he has any type of brother, it's a brother l'chol davar. Mishiish lo ben mikol makom. Poter eishes achiv min yibum. If somebody has a son, any kind of son, even a mamzer paters from yibum. So that is the halacha. Mamzer is for all intents and purposes. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph, we discussed this in the past. I was going to read it, but it's okay. Menachas discusses, even though it seems to be a mitzvah abav avera, even though, how can you say your yotzi puravu with a mamzer, but we paskin, the Ramah says beferish. The Ramah says, in Simen Aleph and Ebenezer. Beginning of Ebenezer, the Simen Aleph is Hilchos puravu. So right at the beginning, Ebenezer, Simen Aleph, Ozvav, Haya, Haben, Mamzer, Ocheri, Shotev, Akatan. It's a question of what the chiddush of that is. Kiyem ha-mitzvah. The Ramah quotes, you go to the mitzvah with a mamzer, even though it was illicit. The Menachas Chinuch is bothered very much. Hashkafically, how could that be? We're marbe psulim be Yisrael. How could it be that I would be yotzei my mitzvah? But that's the case. That's the halacha. Person is yotzei their mitzvah. Rachman al-Islan, one should not do the mitzvah this way. But this is the halacha. There's interesting Maritz Chayas on that Mishnah in Yevamos Chav Beis, where the Mishnah says a mamzer is benola chol davar. Because of this, says the Maritz Chayas, that is another reason why nowadays we only do chalitza. We don't do yibum. Already the Gemara says this. The Gemara already says that Bezman Gemara, they stopped doing yibum because people did it for the wrong reasons. They didn't have the pure kavana lishma, and therefore they stopped. They did chalitza. But says the Maritz Chayas, I have another reason. The brother died. Who knows if there's some long lost son out there somewhere that nobody knows about, and therefore, if he has a son, then you're not allowed to marry his wife. That's Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. Because we know a mamzer paters for Yibam. Even if the son's a mom, if the kid's a mamzer. So he says, Ra'isi L'Chacham Echad. That says, I'm sorry, Shemati B'Shem Agon Abezim de Berlin, D'Mizeh Atam Bitlu Ayom Mitzvahs Yibam. Av Agav D'Halacha D'Chalitza B'Makom Yibam La Mitzvah. Even though Yibam always takes precedence in a theoretical, in an ideal world, B'Chol Zeh B'Zman Achron D'Lo Achshir Dara V'Ula Yesh La Ha'ach Shemes Ben Mikol Makom U'V'Kai Gavne Pogeh B'Isser Eishes Ach V'Tam Zeh Emes V'Roy L'Farsamo. Be mafarsim this. That's what we're doing. We'll be mafarsim this, this reason. That's why we do chalitza today and not yibam. Because maybe there's a son out there somewhere in, that we don't know about, and we know that a mamzer is enough to pater from yibam. Another important halacha, once we're talking about mamzerus, interesting issue to discuss, and that is there any way for a mamzer to become unmamzered, or his children? So generally we say no. One of the most tragic halachas in all of Yadus, that a mamzer is a mamzer, and his children are mamzeres, and it's passed by, it's passed down to generations. There is a sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon in Kiddushin Samach Tes says, Yecholin mamzerin li taher. Mamzerim can become purified. How is that? Says the Mishnah. Mamzer shenasa shivcha. If a mamzer marries a shivcha kananis, mamzer marries a quasi-Jewish, quasi-non-Jewish woman, right? We know Eve Kanani and Shivcha Kananis are somewhere in the middle. They're chayiv in mitzvahs like Anisha. They're chayiv in Zman Gromis. So if a mamzer marries a Shivcha Kananis, so then the children will not be Jewish, and they'll go through conversion, and they'll be Jewish, and they won't be mamzerim. So that's a way for Yecholin mamzerin li taher. That is what Rabbi Tarfon says. So, and the Gemara goes through, is this l'chadchila, is this b'yeved, and it ends up being, Shema minah, this l'chadchila, the Gemara ends off. So, 2 points of discussion on this Gemara. Number one, isn't there an Isser d'oraisa to marry a Shivcha Kananis? So a mamzer goes to marry a goy. Well, what do you mean, Shivcha Kananis? Is there an Isser d'oraisa? Lo yeh kadesh b'bnei Yisrael? So Rashi says, that Isser only applies b'kasher k'siv. Baloba mamzer. Wow. Rashi says that Isser only applies to k'sherim, not to mamzerim. Why? Says the Ritva there in Kiddushin, trying to explain Rashi. He says because the Isser is to, what's it, Loye Kadesh. You shouldn't make yourself to call Hecha to Amakra Lav Greda. Kagon Losas Chatin Bam, Mamzer Aserbo. Avalacha Ksiv Loye Kadesh. What is Loye Kadesh? That's, you shouldn't make yourself unholy. Kodesh and Kadesh are opposites. So here, he's already unholy. And therefore the Torah must not be talking to him. Don't make yourself Kadesh, unholy. So the Ritva explaining, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, but it also is what seems to be Rashi Shita, and that is, don't make yourself unholy, it's only if you're holy. If somebody was born but Mamzerus, then they're not holy to begin with. So that's how, they're not included. The Rambam has a different Shita. The Rambam says, the Isser with the Shifcha is only Durabanan. If the Isser Shifchas Drabanan, Chazal could waive it in this case, where there's a Tzara Gadol to try to get rid of Mamzerus. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perak Tezvav, Halacha Dalid. Shahari Dover Zehi Tiril Mamzer Lisa Shifcha, Kedil Ataris Banav, Kishari Umashachar Osam, Vedim Su B'nei Chorin, Velo Gazrol Shifcha Lamamzer B'nei Takanas Ha Banim. So that is number one. The other issue is this applicable B'zman Azeh? Could we do this? So the poskim generally have assumed not. One cannot try to use this hetter b'zman hazeh because the governments and dina de malchusa is that no government recognizes avdus as a legal concept, that is a legal entity, servitude. And this is what Rav Shechter quotes this in Mipnini Arav from the Rav, that Rav Soloveitchik was once asked about this. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, has a few tshuvas if one is able to do this. And the Rav Soloveitchik's answer was, Lincoln freed the slaves. That's what he answered the kasha. What do you mean, Lincoln freed the slaves? He was saying that there is no status of avdus. Ve'en lo mal adaber bazeh. K'medu ma'anizi, he says, chadach is a negadina de machusa. This is Rav Shechter talking now. Vo'odil fia umdina, mistamalo tia dasa isha, l'shem geirish shal shivchus. Me'achar she'en dabar shekazeh, no, gaslenu klau, el l'shem geirish gemura. U'me'meo lo tipater ba'ayos mamzeir. So generally, though it is a sheet in the Tanoim, which is quoted la'alacha, we can't rely on it b'zman hazeh, and Rahman al-Islan, the tragedy would continue. Either way, but the chinuch continues that there are a number of shnios related to this, not just daughter-in-law, but also the daughter-in-law of my son, not just the daughter-in-law of my son, and the daughter-in-law of my grandson. It continues all the way down. The chinuch says the Isser applies b'chamakom v'chozman b'mezid this kare skila b'shogig there is a chatas. And as we said, if one violates the shnios, one gets makas mardus, as we discussed yesterday. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with Eishes Ach coming up.